Hey, what's going on, family? How are you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanda J. Hey, I missed you all. I missed you all. We have started our new season 3. Oh my goodness. I am totally excited. I could not wait to come back, guys. I could not wait. But you know what to do, family. You come on in, come on in, come on in and get you something comfortable, warm and soothing to drink and have yourself a sit down and prop your feet up and take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? How are you all doing, family? I hope everyone is doing well. You feeling well. Life is good. You really don't have no complaints. I mean, you do have a list if you really want to go there. But honestly, it just doesn't matter because you know what? Today is a good day. It's a new day. And I, you know, we just want to embrace this day, this moment, this hour, right? And I tell you, I am just so, so happy because of this day. This day is a special day. Why? Because I'm alive. Hello. Okay. This is a special day. This is a blessed day. This is a prosperous day, right? Because I'm in the land of the living, you know, this is a day of great expectations. This is a day where, man, anything could happen in a positive way. You know, if you think positive, you know, positive things, positive energy will come your way, right? So listen, y'all, I am just happy to be back. I did miss you all so, so very, very much. I was, coming back. I was planning on coming back, I would say, about a couple of weeks ago. But I still need a little more time. Just a little extra time. Just a little extra, you know, just to really just think about some things and, you know, and really just allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to me about things going on in my life. And not so much just about the podcast alone, but just things in general and how I've really been, you know, pondering, on issues and problems and stuff. And, you know, God is so awesome because when you do communicate with him, when you have that private time with him and you share your heart with him, and then the next thing you know, God returns your prayers. He responds to your prayers, whether it's through word, his word, or through motivational book, or through a minister or a close friend. It just lets you know that God heard your prayers, right? He's so concerned about your well-being. He doesn't want you to continue to stress out over your past mistakes. He doesn't want you to worry about the current issues that's going on in your private life or in your family or whatever. He doesn't want you to be restless every night. You know, you sleep for a minute, but you wake up and it's hard for you to go back to sleep. How many of you have experienced that lately? And he doesn't want you to be stressed and overwhelmed. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to cast everything to him. It doesn't matter how minute or how tiny or how small or minor the issues are to you, but it is very important for him because he wants you to be at rest. He wants you to be at peace. So for me, you know, I had to have a talk with Jesus and tell him all about my troubles, you know, and it was like in the wee hours of the morning, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't go back to sleep because I've been having some restless nights for the past few days. And so I just say, you know what, Lord, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you because, you know, when you become restless, your mind starts to travel. And unfortunately, it doesn't travel in the right direction. It starts to travel in different avenues and different dark alleys and whatnot, and you start to feel some kind of way. You start to feel a little anxious about some things based on what you've been thinking and pondering. And after a while, man, it starts to get to you, and you're just like, okay, Lord, we got to talk. We got to talk. We got to talk. And that's what I did. And I tell you, the next day when I got into reading this phenomenal book that Joyce Meyer had recently published, it's called Do It Afraid. Wonderful book, y'all. I highly recommend you all to add that to your library. But I read a chapter, because I'm on chapter 11 right now, and it just blessed me with her words, what she was saying. And then, you know, what I was reading, I knew that it was God that, you know, was speaking through me, you know, based on what I was reading. Because everything I read is exactly what I had talked to God about the night before. And that tripped me out. That tripped me out, man. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, wait. I'm like, God, are you serious right now? Are you literally serious right now? And he said, keep reading. And I was like, okay. So when I got back to reading, it became more and more like so real, because, you know, she was just saying about, you know, talking about holding grudges dreading, you know, based on your mistakes, you know, how we ponder on our faults and our mistakes, and, you know, we allow our minds to, you know, just continue to play these images or these tricks to us and have us to believe, you know, that if we do these things, you know, the worst is going to happen or what have you. And not even that, but how we continue to fall back into the past. We easily fall back into the past, and we allow the past to just start to control our thinking. We allow the past to just tell us, you know, or remind us just how weak we are, or just, you know, how bad we are, or that, you know, we're still the same, or that, you know, we still, you know, we haven't changed, or whatever, you know. And God does not want us to ponder on the history of our past, because all it's doing is just causing more anxiety. All it's doing is causing more anxiety, and it causes fear, right? And we start to dread where we are currently. We start to dread our life. We start to dread the issues. We start to dread, you know, the outcome, and it hasn't even happened yet. We start jumping from the past to the present, then we jump into the future based on what we've been thinking about. Like, oh my God, if I say something, then, you know, I don't know, that they may not want to be my friend no more. They don't want to have anything to do with me no more. And you start thinking about that, and then you start to get all upset and get nervous and get scared. And then, you know, it puts you back into the present. You're like, well, maybe I just need to keep it to myself. And then you go back into the past, and you be like, oh man, how I wish I should not have done that, or this, that, or whatever. You see what I'm saying? And God does not want us to go bouncing back and forth to what is not fruitful and what has not produced fruit yet. So he doesn't want us to go back to the past where there's no life, there's no fruit bearing. And he definitely doesn't want to jump ahead to the future where we don't have nothing to prepare us for. We don't know what to expect. But today, this day, currently, right now, this is the day that he's made for us. And he expects us to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, yeah, we do have a choice to decide whether or not how we want this day to be. But I'll be honest with you, I prefer just to be joyful and be happy, you know? And so reading that book, man, has really been a blessing to me. And I came across a particular passage. I won't say passage, but when I was reading this passage, something just stood out for me. And it says about, she said that your history is not your destiny. Your history is not your destiny. And that just blessed me right there, man. Because I know I'm not the only one that has been living in the moment, living in the past, you know, whether it was yesterday, whether it was a week ago, whether it was a month, or maybe it was a year ago. I know a lot of people are still living in the past, and they are remembering the things, their faults, their mistakes. They're remembering the mishaps, the misopportunities, right? They're pondering on that stuff, and then they bring that crap all down to the present. And then their present is compromised because they're not focused, right? Your mind is not sharp. You know, your emotions is going all over the place, right? And then it starts to, you know, compromise your, you know, the future for you. So I wanted to just, put that in your heart today, everybody, that we need to not focus on our past anymore, because God does not remember it anymore. Once we have repented, once we have admitted our mistakes or our sin or what have you, and we repented to God and we asked for forgiveness and we come in with a pureness of heart, immediately He forgives you, right? And He doesn't think about the past. He doesn't think about your sin. He doesn't think about your mistakes. He doesn't think about your shortcomings. He doesn't think about that, right? So why are we doing that to ourselves? Why do we continue to just go back into that dark space in the back of my mind, back of our minds, and, you know, pick up where we left off? You know, because there's some moments in your life and back in the day that some things was not answered. Some things are still questionable. And you wonder if you shoulda, coulda, wouldas and all this other stuff. And it doesn't matter anymore. It really doesn't matter anymore. Your history, talking about your past, talking about yesterday, talking about last week, is not your destiny. Please put that in your spirit. Let that just marinate. Let that marinate for a minute, ladies. Your history is not your destiny. What you do now could be your destiny. Meaning that what you start planting, what you start correcting, what you start changing, it can definitely, you know, enhance what's to come for you, right? And if you want something, if you want your future to be prospering, you want your future to be fruitful, you want it to be, you know, overflowing with goodness and with joy and abundance, all that good stuff, then today is the day that we, you know, make some changes, make some decisions. Today is the day where we have to renew our thinking, renew our minds. Today is the day that we start, you know, cleaning out our, you know, our area, you know, because, you know, the energy is very, very important. If you want positive energy, then you have to make sure that you don't allow people to come in and contaminate that positive energy that you got. You know what I'm saying? You are in control of your space. You are in control of your environment. So if you don't want that type of negative energy to come back in, you have to stand up and you have to speak about it. You have to make it plain. Because I know there's going to be people in your life that's going to come in and with their negative energy anyway, they're going to come in and do something or say something. Their actions going to shift in a way that's going to cause some type of conflict in your life or what have you. Does it make sense? And you don't need that right now. You don't need that right now, right? There's people in your life right now are the cause or have contributed, I would say, you know, to your past, to the history of, you know, of your life. And they may have hurted you in some way. They may have caused some pain in some way, you know, and they probably still acting the same way. and it kind of disturbs you, and it kind of like kind of keep you off your focus, because, you know, you get so distracted over their behavior, their mannerism, their attitudes, and you're not focusing on what God has for you that day or what your assignment is for that day. We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. You have that control to change that. You have the control to can change you. You can't change the other person. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, because if you try, you ain't no better than they are. You're trying to manipulate the whole situation. You try to do whatever you got to do to get them to understand how you feel or whatever, where you coming from, but it doesn't work. That's just wasted energy. After a while, you know, I mean, you have to understand that people are going to do what they're going to do. They and here's the thing, they have a right to choose how they're going to do what they want to do. Just like you have the right to choose how you want to do what you want to do, right? And I've come to realize just by reading that little passage, I'm like, okay, God, I see this now. You know, I don't want to continue to think about the past, the good, the bad, or the ugly. Come on. Because God don't remember none of that stuff, man. He's not going back down memory lane with you. You going back there, but God is he's right where you left him, right? He's right way, because he's ready to move forward. Here we are, we like, okay, well, God, you know what? There's something back there. There's something down memory lane that I wanna recap, that I wanna go see. And God is like, why would you want to go back? There's nothing there for you. But I have something. If you come with me, I have something better. I have something better in store for you. It's already there. It's already there for you. If you follow him, if you allow him to direct your path, meaning going forward, he has something way better for you than what your mind and what your past has been telling you. Because see, when we go look at the past, we think we missed out. We missed that opportunity. We missed that relationship. We missed that moment in time or what have you. You know, we start to feel guilty. We start to, you know, feel hurt or regretful, and all those things, right? And especially if we did wrong to somebody, if we done wrong, and yet we have not really expressed, you know, our deepest apologies to that person yet. You know, we just continuously go back in that moment and say, man, if I just woulda, shoulda, coulda, then I would be in a whole different state of mind, or things would have been much different if I just did not lie that day, if I just did not make up this big story, if I just did not, you know, do this or didn't do that. But God is not looking at that, man. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to know that all is well. I have something better in store for you. Trust me, my daughter. Trust me, my child. I have something better for you. If you just look ahead and if you just stay focused on me, I will show you some things. Don't you see I am working on a new thing right now? Get excited about that, right? And that's what he wants us to do, right? Because when we start looking ahead, we're looking ahead towards the destiny that he has already orchestrated, has already planned out, has already fixed. Here's the thing, it's already fixed. Get excited about that. It's already fixed. It's already made. It's already set for your life, for you, right? So why waste our energy? Why waste our time, you know, pondering on, yesterday, last year, or years ago. It doesn't serve no purpose anymore. It served purpose when you were at that time frame, but now, today, 2020, you know, you are looking at a new thing. You know, this is a new day, new life, new beginning, fresh mercies, fresh grace, brand new mercy, brand new grace. I'm telling you, this is the day that you focus on what's ahead. Get excited for today, right? Because if you have come to God and you've repented to God and you shared your heart to God and you were real with him and you cried to him and you told him, Lord, I still need help with this. I still think about it every now and then. Lord, clear my mind. Lord, fill me up, Lord. You know, all these things. If you have done that, don't you know he will take care of you? Don't you know he will keep you in perfect peace? Don't you know that he will, you know, pour his comfort into you? You know, because he is your comforter. He is your healer. He is your redeemer, correct? So why put yourself through this headache, you know, through this stress, having sleepless nights, going to bed with all this weight, waking up with all this weight? Why put yourself to that? Again, why put yourself? You put yourself. It ain't God doing it. It's you that's doing it. Right? We keep going back to our history book of life. And let me tell you this. In your history, you ain't going to remember everything. You're not going to remember everything that went down that day. You only remember snippets of that event that took place in your life, whether it was good, bad, or ugly. But you ain't going to remember everything. Right? But you don't need to remember nothing because God, he don't remember anything. He doesn't remember what went down in your past. He is only focused on the now. And then let's talk about tomorrow, because a lot of us fear is about tomorrow. It's not even so much for the past for some of us. We fear about tomorrow. Like, oh my God, I don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know I'm really anxious about talking to her or talking to them. And really, I don't know how they're going to respond. I don't know how they're going to react and all these things. That too gets you anxious. That too gets you scared. That too have you sleeping less. That too gives you a headache. That too causes stress. Think about that. He doesn't want us to be focusing about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Isn't that what he said in his word in Matthew 6? Isn't that what he said? He said, you know, why worry about tomorrow? There's no need to worry about tomorrow. And tomorrow is not even promised. So why in the world are we wasting our energy and our time and our brain cells over something that is not guaranteed is going to be for us anyway? Why do that to yourself? But today, today is the day where all great things can happen. That God, here's the thing. He woke you up this morning. That is a great thing. He's breathing life in you. That's a great thing. You can get up out your bed. That's a great thing. You can stretch, get all the kinks out of you. You know, stretch your legs, stretch your arms, turn your body side to side, roll your neck back and forth and all that stuff. You know, that's a great thing. You can get up and walk, literally walk, take one step forward at a time. You can walk to your bathroom. That's a great thing. You can use the bathroom by yourself. That's a great thing. You can wash. You can shower. You can brush your teeth. You can put on your cleanser, your facial mask. You can wash your body. That's a great thing. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You can go into the kitchen and make yourself a pot of coffee or make you some tea or have yourself some breakfast. You can cook that by yourself. That's a great thing. You know what I mean? This is what he wants us to do. He wants us to get up in the morning. When he wakes us up in the morning, he wants us to think on him. Think of the goodness of him. Think of what he has done for you right now at this moment. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about even tomorrow. But today, today, yesterday don't serve no value. Tomorrow, there is no value until we get there, God willing. But today, oh, today, 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 honey. Today is a good day. This is a rich day. This is an anointed day. This is a powerful day. And you have the luxury to enjoy it the best way you know how. Because God wants us to enjoy life and to enjoy it more abundantly. He wants us to enjoy this day and enjoy it more abundantly, right? This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall what? Rejoice. That means we shall get excited. That means we shall just, you know, praise, right? And be grateful and be thankful for this day. Because when you do that, I'm telling you, your whole mood is different. Right? You become more calm and more at ease, not dis-ease, like disease. No, but you be more at ease. You'll be at peace, his peace, right? Because he's restoring that in you, right? When you think of the goodness of him, guess what? He's restoring that peace and that joy, right? That calmness. Come on now, in you. Because if you have completely spoke your truth to him the night before or early that morning or whatever, right? Then you need to trust the fact that he has already taken care of what has been weighing down in your life. That you don't need to worry about nothing. You don't need to worry about your family. You don't need to worry about the job or the finances. You don't need to worry about the bills. You don't need to worry about yourself. You don't need to worry about your purpose or your future or your assignment, because God has it all established for you. All we need to do is just trust him and follow him. And when he takes us on this journey that he has assigned for us, he will keep us in perfect peace. He will keep us safe in harm's way. Because, yeah, we're going to have challenges our way and all those things, right? But, beloved, you don't need to worry about anything, because God got it all under control. He got it all under control. So this is today that you definitely need to be excited about, right? The history of your life is no more, right? You don't need to dwell on it anymore. You don't need to deal with it, because guess what? You're not the same person that you were, you know, last year, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. You're not the same woman. You don't think that way no more. You don't think like you used to think back then, right? You have grown up a lot. You have matured a lot. And yes, you have made mistakes. But guess what? You're going to continue to make mistakes. You're going to continue to mess up. You're going to continue to, you know, going to say, oops, I did it again. Right? But God, oh my goodness. But God, he will continue to work in you. He will continue to help you and guide you and direct you. Right? But he doesn't want us to waste another day. Waste another day. You know, worrying about what coulda, shoulda, woulda, or what's going to be like. He doesn't want us to do that, man. He wants us to really just be glad in it. Be glad for this day, right? Just enjoy this day. So listen, I hope this came right on time for you. I hope this helped you and blessed you. I hope this really had you to start pondering on, you know, on life and how valuable life is. And I'm talking about today, make the best of today. Even if you are at home and you're not, you know, you're not really doing anything extravagant, that's okay. But you're here. You're here. and you have your loved ones, and you have, you know, you have your pet, you have a dog or a cat, right? But you're here. He wants you to make the best of it today, right? And just clean out your heart toward to him, and let him know how you feel about whatever that has been lingering in your spirit, lingering in your heart, in your mind. Because when we start thinking about the past, I'm telling you, we can't hear God. We can't look forward to anything because we allow the history of our past to come back and haunt us and start playing with our emotions. And we have no service to him when it's time for us to do the job that he has assigned us to do. We're no service to him because we're too distracted over our emotions based on the history of our past. But the good news is your history is not your destiny. So if any of you are afraid of what happened yesterday or a week ago or a month ago or a year ago, don't worry about that. God has already established your destiny. He has already established your life. So I hope this blessed you all. I'm glad to be back with you all. I'm very grateful. And I can't wait to continue on forward with this, man. This is going to be absolutely amazing. This season is going to be amazing. And you guys continue to stay safe out there. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to follow the protocols. You know, what you're supposed to do. You know, continue to be cautious and all those things or whatever, what have you. I know it's very uncomfortable sometimes with the mask. I get it. But still, you know, while you're outdoors or whatever, just cover yourself, wash your hands, all that good stuff. Stay safe as best as you can. And continue to pray for, you know, pray for our country, pray for, you know, those who are in politics, the high officials, pray, because they need it. We all need to be prayed upon, we know, prayed on. You know, we definitely need to pray for each other. It doesn't matter if you know them or not, because we really don't know what people are going through. And we don't understand what people are going through. Right? So other than that, guys, I hope you guys have a blessed day. And yes, I will definitely see you all very, very soon. Have a good one.